insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us and blesses us with the understanding of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون.
We arrived at verse 72, and I would like to remind the listeners that this verse is along with number of the other verses, which started verse 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to address Bani Israel in reminding them of the special blessings that He's given them. And although that's what was mentioned in the verse, that remember the special blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were also reminded in these verses how they reacted wrongly to these signs and to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sign that we've been talking about over the last few sessions is, or this special blessing, is the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to explain in verse 72. But before that, from verse 67 up to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a pretext of the story. In verse 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا. And when you killed a soul, remember when you killed a soul and accused one another about it. وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah was to expose whatever you were concealing. As a reminder, I would have to say that the story was this reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in this verse, reminding Bani Israel of the sign, is the story of a young man in Bani Israel, a young pious person that was killed and murdered by one of his relatives. The murderer was clever. After killing this relative of his, he took the body and placed it where the houses of some of the pious people in Bani Israel, that people would not consider them or would not easily accept that these are the murderers, put the body over there. So because of that, those people were accused. They were denying it. Others were accusing others, people from those tribes. So this is what the verse says here. فَدَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا. When this young person was killed. It's interesting. It says, when you killed a soul. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ. Referring to Bani Israel. Now, this happens a lot in the verses, and this is a matter of the Arabic language. The actual person who did it is one individual, but because that was a story, that's something that happened in Bani Israel. It says, when you killed, referring to all of Bani Israel, when you killed a soul. So, when you killed a soul and accused one another about it, this is what happened. One person killed another individual, and then he placed the body where people started accusing the different tribes. We know that Bani Israel was a very tribal community, where these different tribes, the 12 different tribes of Bani Israel, were not always unified, and they had a lot of problems with one another, so they started accusing one another. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Allah was to expose whatever you were concealing.
La ilaha illallah al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah al-malik al-haq al-mubin. La ilaha illallah al-malik al-haq al-mubin. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين.
In verse 73, which is the continuation of this, says, فَقُلْنَا ضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضَهَا. So then, to do so, to expose what was being concealed, the person who was the murderer was concealing the fact that he had murdered, and was trying to blame the crime on someone else and frame them. It says, we said, strike him with a piece of it. فَقُلْنَا ضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. Strike him, the dead body, the deceased, the person that was murdered, with a piece of it. What is it referred to? It refers to what was explained in verses 67 to 71, which was the cow. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why that pretext was mentioned. Here it just refers to that. The pretext was mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we told Prophet Musa to tell his people, if you want to know who killed this person, you've got to kill a cow and touch the body of the deceased with the tail of that cow. For those who don't remember, it explained, like, they took that as a joke. They disrespected the Prophet. They asked, they said, this is vague, what do you mean? They didn't want to accept it. So I don't want to get into that story again and explain that over again. But basically, there was a cow involved that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set for the people to slaughter and then get the tail and touch the body of this deceased to that tail. At that point, when this happened, when they touched the body to that tail, كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. Thus does Allah revive the dead. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived the dead. So the person came back to life. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you His signs so that you may apply reason. Let's take a look at this story again. Remember that the context of all of these different little stories that are mentioned here are reminders for Bani Israel and also for us as well. There's points for us to learn from. But let's take a look at what happened there in Bani Israel. I want to re-emphasize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 43 talks about وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them has been something very special that He hasn't given others in Bani Adam, the human race. What happens here is that there's a debate, there's a fight, there's different tribes in Bani Israel accusing one another of this murder. In this case, what happens, they come to the Prophet and they say, resolve the issue. Very disrespectfully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a way out of it. What is the way out of it? He gives them actually a miracle that nobody else has received. I mean, how many nations do we know of that this has happened before? Their eyes, that a person was brought back to life. We know that Prophet Jesus did that as a miracle to bring, make people realize that he is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his special miracle. But this was done for Bani Israel without them even asking for a miracle to prove the existence of God and that this is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought someone back to life before these people. With all of this, it is very interesting what the verses afterwards tell us about this whole story, that what they did, the way they reacted. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then your hearts hardened after that. Your hearts hardened after that. They saw this person come back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that to them, and also they resolved that social crisis that was going on, that they were accusing one another. May have even turned into a battle between these different tribes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resolved the issue in this very miraculous way. And yet afterwards, says, then your hearts hardened after that. You saw that, the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet again, you decided to not accept what was said afterwards and also before, for those who remember the story of the cow. Inshallah, in the following sessions, we hope to be able to explain more of these verses. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanallah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. Allahu ya Hannan, Allahu ya Mayyan, Allahu ya Hannan, Allahu ya Subhan. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah. 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 Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdulillah.